There's going to be a special concert in Mountjoy Prison this evening, with the US ambassador, no less, in the audience. The concert features the Mountjoy In-House Voices Choir, that's made up of prisoners from the Progression Unit, and the Solos Workplace Choir. Sinead Crowley reports.
A hungry feeling came on me stealing.
A famous prison song performed within Mountjoy's walls.
In my prison cell.
And
Mountjoy In-House Voices is a choir formed by members of the Progression Unit at the Dublin prison. Donica Walsh is governor of the unit.
Well, the Progression Unit we're well-behaved prisoners, drug-free, and those prisoners who want to engage with all the services and get skills and address their offending behaviour so they can return to the communities and play a positive role.
Performing tonight in front of an audience that will include the US ambassador. They're singing alongside the Solos Workplace Choir. Caroline Jones is that choir's coordinator.
Both of the conductors have said this is the happiest choir they've ever come across. It's just a really good blend, and we've built a big relationship. We do a lot of group work together so that we have that kind of harmony with each other.
Prisoners themselves say they find singing hugely beneficial.
Yeah, we've done it a few times before, and it's going to be a buzz. And the good thing, we're getting a few family members in as well, so I just can't wait to see them, you know.
A lot of people don't have structure outside. When you come to prison, a lot of people find it. You know, choir, stuff like that, it's a thing that you can do on the outside. It's not just a prison thing. So, you know, I never joined a choir before. This is the first time in prison. When I get out, it's something I'm going to look into, you know.
It's also hoped the skills learned here will help them in their future lives.
Choir has brought out a lot of, I suppose, openness, and, you know, lads are able to adapt to, I suppose, challenges that I've never had before, like performing in for the people in public. The guys who are engaging, who are making the effort, and who have addressed their offending behaviour, I think they should get a fair chance when they get back out into the community.
Wasn't that lovely? That sounds like a concert to look forward to. Donica Walsh, Governor of the Progression Unit at Mountjoy Prison, was the last voice you heard there. And that, the singing from the Mountjoy In-House Voices Choir, as well as Solos Workplace Choir.